I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. We've been looking back on 2015 all this week, talking about the important news of the year, the best TV shows of the year, the best movies, and today we conclude our series by looking back at the best pop music of 2015. With only a handful of songs dominating the airwaves, it's difficult in the age of Spotify and other online music distribution services to determine which artists deserve our attention. It's even more challenging considering that this year saw many great releases from both new and veteran artists. Joining us here in our Philadelphia studio is Dan DeLuca. He's music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and for Philly.com. And Dan, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. And we'll be joined by Ann Powers in just a couple of minutes, and she's music critic for NPR. For you, Dan, what kind of a year has it been for you, or I guess maybe for the music business, broadly speaking?
It's been an interesting year. It's interesting, like you point out about we're in this age of streaming music, of like all the music in the world is at your fingertips
at any
device you carry around with
you.
You just held
up your cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And as a result, and then even the politics and economics of streaming and the shape of the music industry is a big part of the story of the year as well. You know, there's because you had the debut of Apple Music this year, which is a competitor for Spotify. You have people. There's still an issue where artists feel that they are like undercompensated by the streaming services. You have the biggest selling album of the year now is the phenomenal success that Adele has had.
Absolutely.
You know, without putting her music on the streaming services, which sort of like, it's a process which a lot of people, which has been referred to as windowing, where you don't let it, you know, you want to make the money for yourself first, I guess, you know. And Taylor Swift didn't put her music on the streaming service until she cut a deal with Apple Music. So there's those issues, about what's going on in the music business as it continues to be what direction it's going forward in. And then the question is, what role, how do you choose what to listen to, you know?
Absolutely.
How do you pick what to play when you could play anything at any time? You know, there's that anxiety of decision-making, kind of.
Well, I will be playing some music during this hour, and I do want to get Ann Powers in on the conversation. Again, music critic for NPR, and Ann, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me.
So what kind of a year
I'm here in Nashville.
You are here in Nashville, and that's a good thing. And we'll be playing some selection from Nashville. You wrote an interesting piece for NPR about how, for you this year, and I don't want to go too deep into it, but the music really helped you through some rough times this year. And I think in many ways that's what music can do. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I found myself wanting to write the same kind of piece I wrote last year. So I don't know how specific it is to 2015, but we're clearly living in volatile times, both in terms of our society and our world in general. Things beyond our control overwhelm us. Maybe this is just the human condition, but it comes to us even more intensely because we're all so connected. As Dan was suggesting, we're connected through the various streams, not only of music, but also of information that come to us through social media. And so for myself, I feel I live in this state of heightened awareness so many crises all the time. So music can be a comfort in those situations and also a guide. And I really looked at the year's releases in terms of the life cycle this year. Young artists beginning their careers, trying, you know, having that kind of excitement and daring of the very young. Artists just finding their voice, often in their mid-20s. Artists who are really at the top of their game in their young maturity, and then elders. I never want to overlook elders because we're living in such a great age for music made by people over the age of 50 and even 60.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, we have some of that music queued up, but I'm curious about, and maybe this is an impossible task to you, Dan, when you talk about the best or your favorite albums of 2015, and we've pulled some songs out as well, do you have a certain criteria, or is it just, I like it, and that's why it's on my list?
Well, you know, it's a mix of those things. You know, I there's no, like, absolute, perfect, objective, scientific formula, really. You know, so you look for things that are important and relevant and entertaining and exciting and personal and matter to you, you know, and you try to focus on things that, you know, I mean, there's some records that, like, I saw some things on Ann's list that I did know a little bit about or not that much about, you know, and sometimes you go through this process at the end of the year where you catch up on things that you didn't, like, there's a record, for instance, called From Kinshasa to the Moon by this band, Mbwana Star, who, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mbwana Star.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah, which is a tremendous record. And, like, I put that on my honorable mentions because I didn't feel like I actually spent enough time with it and listened to it enough during the year. I felt like I've been cheating or lying or, like, pushing it on, you know, when you see it on all these other people's list. But at the same time, it's a great record, you know. So that's part of it is I wanted to put things on my list that really meant something to me in my life, you know. And obviously, journalistically, I listen to a wide range of things than, like, you know, somebody else might who it's not their job.
Exactly. To you, Ann, it's so funny talking to the two of you because we did a show a couple of days ago about all the good TV shows that are out there, this sort of idea of peak TV. And I'm getting the idea, the feeling that it's also peak music, that there is just, and this is a good thing, I think, there is just so much music out there for people to listen to and either like or dismiss.
Well, at the same time, the 2015 was a peak year for the album, which I think surprised a lot of people. Were, as Dan was saying, we are living in an age when the listening experience can be very diffuse, and you know, the way you listen might be structured by a playlist or just, you know, even an internet radio or terrestrial radio that throws music at you in no particular order or in an order that's not determined by the artist. And yet, we had people like Kendrick Lamar, the great rapper from Compton, California, who made an album called To Pimp a Butterfly that I think is universally lauded as one of the greatest albums of the year. We had Courtney Barnett, this great indie rock singer-songwriter, breaking through with her debut album and impressing everyone. We had old favorites like Sufjan Stevens making some of the most beautiful music of his career. The fact is the album form, for whatever reason, really shone this year, the extended listening experience, the immersive listening experience, and that is a real treasure. Maybe people are craving it, you know, all of the scattered information coming at us. We need a break. We need some time. We need to sit down, just like we sit down and watch The Leftovers, you know, and have a philosophical hour where we ponder the deepest questions. The same thing happens when you listen to, say, Torres's record, Sprinter, or Sufjan Stevens's record, Carrie and Lowell. So, you know, the human spirit is not undermined by technology nor by capitalism. We still crave the deepest experiences, and I think music's been giving us that.
Well, it's a perfect setup, Ann, for Kendrick Lamar's. This is, as you said, his highly acclaimed album, To Pimp a Butterfly. This is a song called All Right on many people's lists, and let's give it a listen.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty, Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I'm going crazy. Trying to sign my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt.
down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Dan, that was on your top of your list here. I mean, what a powerful song.
Yeah, powerful song. A song that became very relevant as sort of an anthem of the Black Lives Matter movement a little bit. And we talked about, you know, music is a soothing thing or something that like helps you get through struggles. And that's certainly true of this record, but it's also true of To Pimp a Butterfly is a collection of songs that sort of speak to the times, and it also are very sort of conflicted and self-critical and analytical. And really, and when we're talking about the work of art, an album is a work of art. It really. Yesterday, I had the luxury of being spending about 6 or 7 hours in a car, which you've really come to value when you
time alone, right?
Yeah. And so I listened to this record from front to back for the first time in a little while, and it really is stands up so much as an album, as sort of uncompromised as an album. There are songs that emerge that are have hooks and are catchy enough, or anthems. This song in particular, I saw Kendrick headline or play the Trocadero Theater sort of down the street here in Chinatown to a small crowd, and he came out for his encore, and basically the crowd like rapped the lyrics for about the first half of the song without him doing anything, you know. Because the song functions as sort of a statement of endurance and survival and resilience in many, many ways for listeners in different ways.
Well, you know what? And only because we have to take a very short break. I mean, we could probably spend the whole hour talking about this particular song. There's so many interesting things happening in it, but we do have to take a very short break. We are talking about some of the best music of 2015, according to our guest, Ann Powers, joining us by telephone. She is music critic for NPR. Here with us here in our Philadelphia studio is Dan DeLuca, and he's music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and for Philly.com. We want to hear from you, 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times about what you heard musically that you enjoyed. And stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen, and we are concluding our best of week by looking back at the best music of 2015 with music critics Dan DeLuca and Ann Powers. And you sent us a list of albums, and we picked some, including Black is the Color. This is a traditional Appalachian folk song sung by Rhiannon Giddens from her album Tomorrow is My Turn. And let's give it a listen, and then we'll have a chance to chat about it.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some roses fair. The sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Soft is the feel of my true love's skin. And strong the arms he folds me in. The clearest before I start.
I really like that. And I'd like to know why she's on your list.
Rhiannon Giddens embodies a quality that is so resonant throughout popular culture right now, and that is Black excellence. You hear that phrase, Black excellence, talking about people like Kendrick Lamar, also talking about, you know, on television, the work of Shonda Rhimes or the films of Ava DuVernay or the exquisite presence of Lupita Nyong'o. African-American artists are really at the vanguard now in a way that almost reminds me of, you know, the Harlem Renaissance or other great periods, the Black arts movement period at mid-century. And Rhiannon is part of that. She was a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who played traditional folk music that came from African-American traditions. But for this album, which is her solo debut, produced by T-Bone Burnett, she curated this really beautiful set of songs that range from that one, which is a traditional folk song, as you said, done in a hip-hop style with a little New Orleans flavor, to Nina Simone songs, to a Patsy Cline song that she remakes as kind of a blues, to an opera, an art song that was performed by the great Florence Quivers. She just really shows us that popular culture and music history in America can be viewed entirely through the lens of African American women, and the story changes, and yet it's still the same, because that is a central voice of our time. And speaking of voices, yes, I just have to say that Rhiannon Giddens, to me, is, I wanted to say it, I think she's a better singer than Adele. I really do. I love Adele.
You go. To Adele. You go, Ann Powers.
But Rhiannon, she's classically trained, but she has so much soul and so much funk in her voice, yeah, too. And I want her to be as famous as Adele.
Fair enough. Anything you want to say about that, Dan? And then we'll cue up one of your songs.
She's great. I mean, it's very interesting, you know, the whole element of what the Carolina Chocolate Drops are about, kind of reclaiming folk music that is often associated with white performers, but really has Black and African roots, you know, going back to Africa and the banjo traveling across the ocean. And then this record, she moves forward in really interesting ways while continuing to reclaim and reshape a lot of the you know, older African-American artists and white artists, and then working with T-Bone Burnett, who, you know, did Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and all these great roots music projects. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm probably older than both of you, so I remember when Joan Baez sang that song way back in the maybe late 50s, early 60s.
Black is the Color.
Black is the Color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A very, very, very different version. Well, yeah, go ahead, Ann.
Sorry, my phone's going crazy. My kid's trying to call me, but we'll just let her be. No. I mean, as someone who grew up singing folk music, that was one that I, you know, that was the standard for me. So, it's a very familiar song, but then she redoes it in such an exciting and interesting way.
Well, Dan, you picked Don't Want to Fight. This is from Alabama Shake's album Sound and Color.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say before we listen to this?
Sure. You know, the Alabama Shakes are led by this woman, African-American woman named Brittany Howard, who's a great singer, an amazing singer.
That's my band.
There you go. There you go. I know. And
I lived in Alabama for 6 years, right, and I got to see them when they were just starting out.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Right,
that's right. Great.
And this record is really interesting to me, and sort of, I'm really happy that the way this record came out, you know, because when their first record came out, things happened for them very quickly, and they were sort of maybe slightly typecast as like a soul rock band. Like, people might have thought, oh, well, she's an amazing singer, but with this record, there's really a leap forward artistically and sonically. The first words that she sings on the album, I think, are in the title track, "A New World Hangs Outside the Window, Beautiful and Strange."
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And this song in particular is fits into, really, it's kind of like a plea for peace. Excuse me, in a way that fits in some ways thematically with what we were talking about with Kendrick, where it could be, you could think about it in terms of socially or politically or personally, and it's Don't Want to Fight No More.
Well, let's give it a listen. From the Alabama Shakes album Sound and Color, one of the albums that our guest Dan DeLuca chose as one of the best of 2015. He's music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and for Philly.com. Also with us, Ann Powers. She is music critic for NPR. In her car, on her phone. That's okay. It's New Year's Eve, and we can be anywhere.
This is the modern world, right?
It's totally the modern world. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but that's okay. This is the world we live in. No, I'm very happy to have you both here. And again, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-477-9499. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. A Facebook comment from John says, hands down favorite song of the year for me is SOB by Nathaniel. Is it Rateliff?
Rateliff
and the Night Sweats. Yeah. So that's hands up, or I should say thumbs up, from John. Email.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ann.
I want to say about that. There's a real interesting soul revival going on, including people like Alabama Shakes and Nathaniel Rateliff and this new artist who I love, Anderson East out of Nashville, who mm-hmm. made a really great Blue-Eyed Soul record this year, out of Muscle Shoals. There's so many young artists now exploring the music of Stax and of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, the classic sound of artists like Otis Redding and Percy Sledge. St. Paul and the Broken Bones is another one.
Yeah.
That is something that's really happening with the young generation. A great band called the Serotones out of Shreveport. I suggest that that emailer check that band out if he likes Nathaniel Rateliff.
Yeah, the Suffers are another really good band.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Suffers are great.
Yeah.
And let me go back to your list. This is Cowboy Guilt by Toys from the album Sprinter. Toys is Mackenzie Scott, right?
Yes, she is formerly a Nashville resident. She's from Georgia, went to university in Nashville, now lives in Brooklyn. And this album really just spoke to me personally on a very deep level. Mackenzie Scott is a young, very young woman in her early 20s who's grappling with major stuff in her songs. Oh. Spirituality, family, sexuality, in these very confessional songs. But what happened with this, her second album, Sprinter, is that she found the perfect partner in Rob Ellis, who has been a longtime member of PJ Harvey's band and has produced PJ Harvey's albums for many years. Many of them, and they just really hit on a dynamic and a setting for the Torres stories that she tells. It brings drama. It really highlights this beautiful smoky voice she has. And I told this story before, but the first time I heard this record, I was driving, as it happens, from Georgia back to Alabama. And I took a wrong turn and ended up going 45 minutes out of my way because I was so absorbed in the music. And
transfixed.
Well, let's give it a listen. This is Cowboy Guilt by Torres from the album Sprinter.
We don't know when to live
That's Cowboy Guilt by Torres from the album Sprinter. And Dan and I were talking, well, Dan was talking about just the production values, and I was so interested in the interesting harmonies of those voices that we were just listening to.
Yeah, sounds great. And it reminds me a little bit of the PJ Harvey and that sound that she gets, and this sort of like that she takes in like maybe a little more gothic direction. And there's a new PJ Harvey record coming next year, which is something to be excited about.
It's worth saying that there were so many great young women artists this year. So many women speaking their truth through rock and roll, through R&B, through every form. As I was speaking with somebody about this yesterday, and it doesn't feel like a trend. It feels like a shift, we decided. Really, maybe at this point, things are changing and becoming more equitable in pop music.
Well, that's good to know. And interesting, I mean, hearing some interesting parallels, also thinking about the show we did yesterday about movies and all the great roles for women in movies this year.
Yeah.
So interesting parallels here. Dan, I'm going to your list. This is Sufjan Should Have Known Better from Sufjan Stevens' album, Carrie and Lowell. Let's give it a listen and then we'll have a chance to chat about it.
Okay.
From Sufjan Stevens' album, Carrie and Lowell. Dan, about a minute or so before our second break here, but what do you hear in this?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, too, when you talk about the albums as like a cohesive piece of work, and this record is inspired by his mother, Sufjan's mother, who died in 2012 and who... had deserted him when he was young. She was bipolar, you know, and so there's a lot of emotional weight here. It's kind of a throwback to a record that Sufjan did in his earlier in his career called Seven Swans, which was in 2004, which is very folky like this. And as you were saying, sort of like, you know, it's this capoed, like, finger-picked, really beautiful.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah. And, you know, he's made some other records which were much more sort of Baroque folk, or they had a record in 2010 called Age of Odds, which experimented with electronica stuff. And this is kind of stripping it down to its pure emotionalism. And there's something really beautiful and about longing for something that was lost in that relationship. You know, there's not a lot of anger there. It's more like it's suffused with this wonderful sadness.
Well, let's take a very short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation, talking about some of the best music or best songs of 2015. That's Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and for Philly.com. Also with us, Ann Powers, music critic for NPR. A lot of comments here. I will read after this very short break. We also have some more music, so stay with us. You can call us at 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and tweet us at @whyyradiotimes. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Ann Powers, music critic for NPR, Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and for Philly.com, and we're talking about some of their selections for the best music of 2015. And again, you can call us at 1-888-477-9499. Colleen also loves Got Sound and Color for Christmas. We played a clip from that. John Ahrens, Radio Times producer the show. His record of the year, Jim O'Rourke, Simple Songs.
He loves that Jim O'Rourke.
He does
guy,
love that
he?
Jim O'Rourke. All right. Shout out to that. A tweet from Kenny. What about Flying Lotus, Your Dad, and D'Angelo's Black Messiah? They were great this year. A tweet from PJ. Maybe I'm wrong, but 2015 rock pop music seems a low point for actual instrumentation. Tell me I'm crazy. I think you wanted to comment to Kenny about Flying Lotus.
Well, I wanted to say both of those records actually came out in 2014.
Came out in 2014.
Oh, there you go.
So the D'Angelo in particular came out so late in 2014 that it was too late for the best ofs in 2014 and too early for the best ofs in 2015. But it's definitely, and going back to what Ann was talking about with the idea of black excellence and that record, it's called Black Messiah, and spoke in a way to many of the things that we talked about with Kendrick Lamar as well, and lived a life in 2015, even if it wasn't released in 2015.
And I want to go back to go ahead.
We should just add Kamasi Washington's album, The Epic,
exactly.
Probably for sure the jazz record of the year. It's a jazz funk hip hop amalgam of 3 hours worth of music, and he also gave some of the most exciting live shows of the year. It's definitely a movement with those players all playing together, and the bassist Thundercat also putting out great music, and he's part of that same world. It's a really exciting scene.
Right. They played both of those guys played on the Kendrick record. So
exactly.
Small world there. And I'm going back to one of the albums that you liked, Benjamin. Is it Clementine?
Benjamin Clementine, yes, this is kind of an outlier. I am seeing it making some other people's lists, but this is just a voice that struck me so deeply. Benjamin Clementine is a young Londoner who lived for many years busking on the streets of Paris, or was discovered busking on the streets of Paris. His primary inspiration is Nina Simone, seems to be a thread running through a lot of music these days. And he creates these extremely emotional, you could even say florid, ballads, in a voice, like literally a voice, a poetic voice, but also a human voice that is just, it's unique. And some might find it almost too intense, but for me it was enrapturing, these songs of identity and selfhood and claiming a space in the world. Benjamin Clementine, really someone I think that we are going to see more exciting things from in years to come.
Well, let's listen to Cornerstone, and this is a British singer, songwriter, poet, Benjamin Clementine.
I'm alone in a box of stone. When all is said and done, as the wind blows to the east from the west, onto this bed my tears have their solemn rest. I'm lonely, alone in a box of stone. They claim to love me, but they're all lying. I've been lonely, alone in a box of my own. And this is a place I now belong. So my hope, 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 hope. So my hope, 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 hope.
And again, again, Cornerstone, performed by Benjamin Clementine from his album At Least for Now. He on Ann Powers' list of some of the best music of 2015, and also talking with Dan DeLuca about some of the songs, some of the music and musicians that he enjoyed this year. And again, you can call us at 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. And I'm curious, Dan, as you listen to that, what do you hear in Benjamin Clementine's voice?
I definitely heard the Nina Simone influence right away. You know, and it is interesting how it's this Nina Simone, year of Nina Simone. There was this great documentary on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is tremendous. And then I guess this year maybe there's going to be the long-awaited movie biopic of her is due in 2016.
Oh, interesting.
But anyway, yeah, I heard that. And the other things that I noted about Benjamin Clementine is he was, I guess, a surprise winner of the Mercury Prize in England last month, which is this kind of juried pop music prize that's kind of like we don't quite have an equivalent of in America.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it tends to go to – it's very prestigious and gets a lot of attention, sort of like a critics' poll winning, but like gets often
– kind of like a Pulitzer for music.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. Or like a Medal of Arts or something.
I mean, there is a Pulitzer for music, but
– Right, it's not the same way. But, yeah, and often has given a boost to young artists on the way up.
Yes.
So he's – He could be the next one. He's got made a lot of noise over there, not so much over here yet.
Interesting to see what happens. Dan, let me go to your list. You picked Courtney Barnett's album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit.
Yeah.
And this is a song called Nobody Cares If You Don't Go to the Party.
Right.
A perfect song for New Year's Eve.
Right, there you go. Exactly. Well set up for that. Yeah, and she's great. She's an Australian songwriter. Her music in many ways is some ways like a throwback to garage rock, a little bit of British Invasion garage rock, maybe. When I looked at this list that I compiled without thinking about it, I realized that I put in a lot of people who have a lot of words in their songs and a lot of people who are really great storytellers, and she really fits
it. Good year for words.
Yeah. She really fits into that, and she's sort of – she also – there's kind of like a diffident quality to, you know, a lot of what she does. Like once – two steps forward, maybe one step back, like don't pay too much attention to what I'm doing. And then, I'm thinking here interesting thoughts that make you want to pay attention to me. And this song sort of captures that in a way. Like, do I want to go stay out or do I want to stay in?
Excellent question. Let's give it a listen. Exactly how I feel today.
Not quite sure what we're going to do tonight.
Exactly. And let me go back to you. And I'm so glad you picked Buffy St. Marie's album, Power in the Blood, the title track. And only because, and many reasons, I certainly remember growing up listening to her. She was a guest on the show, I think, in May. And what a thrill to meet her. And what interested me so much is just how rich her voice is now. And she's doing stuff to music that seems like she's always been doing, which is kind of using electronica and just kind of fooling around with music and lyrics.
Well, as I said, it was an incredible year, yet another incredible year for the elders among us. Ricky Lee Jones made an amazing record. Donnie Fritz, the longtime Chris Christopherson keyboardist, made one of his few solo records.
Yeah.
There was just a list, many, many great older artists. And Buffy, what I love about this record Well, first I must interrupt myself and say I met her this year too, and it was maybe my favorite 2 seconds of the year, getting a hug from Buffy Stingray.
Yeah, that's really
and
nice.
Also hearing her sing, she sang live at the Americana Awards solo, and that voice, you're totally right. It's not augmented in the least. It's still so strong, incredible. She says it's because she's lived clean. You know, she never smoked, didn't really drink, She's, you know, kept her voice clean. So, but this album is kind of a summation of her career. It contains new versions of some of her classic songs, including It's My Way, which was her first big breakthrough song, and then new compositions that continue the resonant themes in her music, which include, you know, indigenous rights, environmentalism, but also very sexy love songs, which, you know, at 74, it's awesome that she's doing that. And I just get, whenever I need a kick in the pants, I put on this record because it's, you know, the most vital record, I think, of the year in many ways.
Well, let's listen. This is the title track, Power in the Blood, Buffy St. Marie.
Spin doctors, medicine, corporation, government, selling me some cover-up, weaponizing pesticides, poison in my groceries, nothing but another drug, a license they can buy and sell.
No, I don't mind dying.
In the Blood, Buffy St. Marie. Just looking at some of the comments here, a shout out to the Zombies that were in Philly at the Keswick back in October. Apparently have a new album. Josh Ritter, Joe says he likes Josh Ritter. Deborah on our Facebook page, 512 by Lamb of God. Just giving them a quick shout out here. Dan, let me go back to you. You picked Sister City. This is a Philadelphia's Hop Along from their album Painted Shut.
Yeah.
Just a really quick intro and then we'll play it.
Frances Quinlan, another female artist, great songwriter. And also I just wanted to mention how great the Philadelphia music scene is right now. And a lot of women in these bands, Waxahachie, Sheer Mag, Girl Pool, and Hop Along were really the breakout band of that scene this year, I thought.
This is Sister Cities. Let's give it a listen. Music from Philadelphia, Sister Cities from Philadelphia's Hop Along, and that's from their album Painted Shut. Well, it looks like we're going to get through all the music that we picked, and we're going to close things out with Tennessee Whiskey. This is a country singer, songwriter, Chris Stapleton's album called Traveler. I guess a Nashville voice, that's where you live, right?
Yes, and Chris Stapleton representing Nashville Excellence. he swept the CMA Awards this year, and after making this amazing record, he was a longtime singer-songwriter, studio musician, backup singer on many mainstream country hits, also worked in the bluegrass world in the band The Steel Drivers, and just took his time to make what I think is the perfect debut album, produced by the great Dave Cobb, who also works with Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell, and a lot of other people. Nashville's in a renaissance, much like Philadelphia. I'm so glad Dan mentioned that. One thing that excites me about music now is that it's not all focused on Brooklyn. The wide scope of American music is really flourishing, and Nashville has everything, rock, hip-hop, but plenty of country and Americana, certainly, and Stapleton is right up there at the top of the heap with his beautiful, beautiful album, Traveler.
Well, Ann Powers, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Music critic for NPR, Happy New Year. Thanks for spending the hour with us. And Dan DeLuca, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year to you. He's music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philly.com. A very, very special thanks to Audrey Bentham for engineering our program today. And let's take things out. Tennessee Whiskey from country singer-songwriter Chris Stapleton's album Traveler.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. Whiskey.